Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Oh, hello, hello. I'm so happy to be here. Recording podcasts is literally, I think, my favorite thing in my entire business to do. It just meets all of my needs. It's my passion. You know, I love just bringing information together of all of the different sources that I have learned about and bringing it together in a way that I feel like is really powerful and efficient and action oriented and kind of just like brings in the really important stuff that I know will actually make an impact on you and your team. And today I feel like it's a really, really important one. And it's all about how to achieve more but do less for busy teams and busy leaders. Because there's no doubt about it, like the pace of life and the pace of business is just getting faster and faster, and you're expected to do more and more and more, and there's more distractions than ever, there's more expectations than ever, there's more demands than ever. You know, everyone wants your attention, everyone wants their thing to be done, and I believe it's a real art and a real strength to be able to decide what the most important things are to get done and to be able to prioritize and simplify in a way that your team's really on board with, and that, you know, you've got a really, really clear plan of attack to be able to move towards your vision. So I'm going to be sharing my five, but there's so many that I could share with you, but my five most powerful tips, the ones that I think make the biggest difference. So I'm super excited to jump into that. Before I do, super quick update. As I often get requested that you guys love to hear a little bit of what I'm actually up to. So I'll spend 2 minutes giving the Emma Campbell life update. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. You know, we had a really beautiful Father's Day this Sunday, where we all went out for a beautiful nature walk with our big dog, William Shakespeare, because he hadn't been walked for, I think, 2 days. So we were like, we've got to get him out the door. And we thought we would risk it by going for a walk out in nature along the river, and we got absolutely destroyed by rain. If you're in Perth, you know what I'm talking about. It was quite entertaining, apart from, you know, I was in mama protective mode, not wanting my kids to get like cold and wet and then ratty. So yes, we were being very, very conscious of not letting them get too wet. And we found this, like when there was a real downpour, we found this like beautiful big fig tree right next to the river. And I don't know, I just had this like little moment of like pure appreciation for how incredible like Mama Nature is. The fact that we were crouched under this fig tree and all four of us were crouched on like on one side of it being shielded from the wind, and then like the top of all the branches was shielding us from like an absolute epic downpour of rain. And like we were just dry as a bone. Is that the saying? We were really dry. And I just had this moment of like looking out to the river. The river's getting absolutely drenched. You know, the ducks have got their feathers over their heads trying to protect themselves. And we are just like crouched under this beautiful fig tree, just feeling so looked after. And I just had this beautiful moment of just, you know, absolute respect and admiration for the beauty of Mother Nature and how it all works. Hey. So anyway, that was our beautiful Sunday. And that was after me returning from Sydney for a super quick trip. I was there for sort of a couple of days last week to facilitate a incredible full day workshop for an amazing tech consulting firm in Sydney, all about bringing their leadership team together to get on the same page with where they're headed, you know, their big vision, their purpose, the impact that they want to make. Getting clarity on their core team values as well, so that they can really show up as an aligned leadership team, and actually working through what, not only what their values are and discovering those, but actually like, you know, helping bring those values to life in terms of what they actually look like to live and breathe in action, because often we forget that step. You know, we're good at kind of defining what it is that we believe in and what it is that we stand for, but then we forget to actually define what it looks like to be able to live those beliefs. So that was an incredible workshop, and the team was so engaged, and I know that they, yeah, just left feeling more connected and aligned than ever. So that was incredible. And I thought it was a good one to kind of like link in today, all this speak about vision and values, because when I start to jump into these tips that I'm sharing, you know, I think a really, really important question is you can only really know how to prioritize in the most powerful and impactful way if you have absolute rock solid clarity on what your vision is and what your purpose is and what that impact is that you're here to make. Because unless you have clarity on that piece, it's going to be really hard for you to know what the most important thing is for you to work on, you know, when you've got a list about a mile long. So let's jump into it. I've created this podcast in a way that if you're a leader of a team listening to this one, you can apply it for yourself, and I would also encourage you to think about how you can help your team apply these principles for themselves as well. Because at the end of the day, it's really great if you can make these changes as a leader of your business. You know, that's going to have a massive impact. But unless your team can also think in the same way, then it's, you know, you're not going to really see the progress that you want. And a quick warning out there for everyone is that applying these tips may require you to break up with the belief that your productivity is equal to your self-worth. Applying these tips may require you to break up with the belief that your productivity is equal to your self-worth. Or in other words, that your level of busyness equates to how important you are. You know, these tips that I'm going to share with you, they're about making time for what matters most. You know, what's really going to have the greatest impact, and what is the stuff that really matters, rather than just simply ticking off more and more and more off your to-do list. This is about actually connecting with the things that really matter to you and to your vision, to your community, to your purpose. So if you're up for that, then let's do this. Tip number one, you might have guessed this one. Tip number one is to know what matters most, to know where you're headed and to know what matters most for you at the end of the day? Because unless you know the answer to that question, then you're going to keep sort of spinning on the treadmill and you're just going to feel scattered and not really feeling like you're actually moving forward. So question for you is, when was the last time, you know, you spoke about the vision that you're headed towards, you know, your purpose as a business, your values and what's most important, and the impact that you want to make? My hot tip here is to know this so clearly, to make it visual, to have it, you know, if you've got a physical office as opposed to, you know, working virtually, if you've got a physical office, like, make it visual, get it up on a board, have it on the back screen of your computers, have it sitting on your Asana board if you use Asana for project management. Like, be so clear on what that vision and that purpose is, because that's where we can start to ask the question on how clear are you on the tasks you need to do that most greatly contribute towards that vision. And even more importantly, how clear is your team on how their individual roles and specific tasks align with that vision? You know, does the team know how the purpose of their role contributes to the purpose of the organization? Like, how much alignment is there and how much clarity is there around that piece? A hot tip for this one is, you know, having a couple of measurables or perhaps metrics that you and your team can track and check in on semi-regularly, whether it's like weekly, fortnightly, monthly, to help you always have your finger on the pulse of how you're tracking in alignment to your big goals. So say, for example, one of my clients is in the environmental space, and one of their impact goals is around, you know, saving the ocean and protecting the habitats of the ocean. And one of the metrics that they track regularly and report back on is the actual impact that they've had on specific habitats, backed by tons, and also the number of kilometres that have been cleared and the number of cleanups that they've co-created with First Nation communities. So they've got three really clear measurables that allow them to check in on whether they're actually making progress on the stuff that matters towards their big vision. So tip number one is knowing what matters most. Tip number two is about harnessing, this is one of my favorites, harnessing the power of the 80-20 rule. So if you haven't heard of the 80-20 rule, it's also referred to as the Pareto principle, which states that roughly 80% of results or 80% of outcomes actually come from 20% of causes or 20% of tasks. Another way of saying this is that not all tasks are created equally. Some things that you do in your life and in business have a greater impact than others. And I think we all just know this really intuitively, right? That there's some things that we do in our day that are things that are the things that really move us forward. And there's some things that we do that we know we're just kind of ticking off boxes and getting them done because it's a thing that we think that we should do. So this is about asking the question of, like, you know, what's your 20%? What's the 20% of actions or tasks that you complete in your business that you know really moves the needle point forward, that actually, you know, shifts things and helps you move towards your vision and goals? You know, for me, mine at the end of the day is in building real relationships, like real relationships and real connections. Another one for me is in creating valuable content, so through like the podcast or whatever. And the third one for me is in doing my CEO check-ins or my vision alignment check-ins, which are like these weekly check-ins that I do with myself that help keep me on track, that where I celebrate the wins, I, you know, extract learnings from challenges, and I realign my tasks and my actions towards my vision and my big picture. And I do that every single week, and it's like one of the most important things that I can do in my business to keep me on track. So these are my, you know, my three things. I call these my vital few. And every single week, they are the things that are prioritized above and beyond, you know, everything. So they are my 20%. I ran a workshop on this a few weeks back for a leadership team and asked them, you know, to write down all of the tasks that they might complete in a week, like every single little task, you know, from checking emails to calling clients to marketing to events to team meetings to fighting fires, I don't know, like just all the little things that they might do in a week. And then I asked them to have a look at that list and identify which of the three tasks that were the ones that actually made all the difference in the success of their week. Which were the three tasks that actually helped them move forward? You know, which were the three tasks that actually yielded some success and some results? And it's in that kind of process of looking at like how much sort of like, I don't know, like wasted time that we can spend on these things that we think are really important, but they're actually not the things that are moving us forward. And if we can identify what that 20% is and then prioritize that, that's when we know that we like feel really in control of our week, right? Like we feel a lot more intentional and proactive about how we're spending our time. Like we feel like we're in control of our week rather than our week being in control of us, which can happen, right? And I think leading on from that, so tip number three is to time block in the non-negotiables. To time block in the non-negotiables. So you got, first of all, you're going to know what those non-negotiables are, right? And, you know, my belief is that your non-negotiables are your 20%. So if you know what your 20% is, like if you know the things that are most important that actually move the needle point forward and have the greatest impact, that you need to time block those things in advance and not budge. Like don't budge on those things. Like allow yourself to be flexible in the rest of your week, but don't budge on the stuff that matters. And it is a true fact, that we humans are not good at, we're not good at multitasking, right? Like we think we are, we think we can kind of like have three emails open. We can be listening to a podcast. We can kind of be on the phone. We can be reading an article and that we think that we're getting it done. But, you know, the research shows time and time again that it just doesn't work. Like we don't absorb the information. We don't do a good job. So we need to just scrap that belief that we can multitask. And I love time blocking. It has literally saved. I don't have ADHD like diagnosed or anything, but I think everyone out there can like attest to having moments where they felt like their brains have felt a little bit scattered. I think just in our information generation that we're in right now, I think everyone can feel like that sometimes. And time blocking has just been so powerful for me in reducing overwhelm, creating focus, allowing me to be like so completely present and achieve a sense of flow and getting to that state of deep work. And gives me a real sense of control over my time in my day. So if you don't know what time blocking is, it's about creating calendar invites in your diary ahead of time to like dedicated towards completing a particular task. So if you know that like part of your 20%, say for me, is in creating valuable content, which for me is like through the podcast, that's my favorite way to talk with you guys. I have a task blocked in every single Tuesday morning for an hour and a half, which never or almost never, like very, very rarely gets booked over. And that's for that hour and a half I record a podcast. And Another example is for my CEO check-ins. You know, I do them every single Friday afternoon at 2:30 before I go and pick up the kids from school. And it takes me about sort of 20-ish minutes. And that is blocked in my diary, and that always gets achieved. And the thing is that if it doesn't get achieved, by having it time blocked in, you can drag that event to a different day or to a different time if you weren't able to get it done on that particular time, so that you know that you've still got a time set aside for you to complete it. This is so, so powerful. Honestly, it is so powerful, because the thing about that 20%, that 20% that actually like is the most important part of your tasks in your day, most of the time, this 20%, and particularly from the workshops that I run with leadership teams, most of the time our 20% is the thing that we avoid most. It's the hardest thing, but it's the thing that has the greatest impact. There's this book that's called Eat the Frog, which basically refers to getting, like, doing the hardest thing in your day first. So eat the frog first. And it just frees up all this energy, all this mental space for the rest of your day, and means that you don't avoid the thing that actually has the greatest impact. So that's another little hot tip when it comes to like time blocking. So time block in your 20% and try to eat the frog first in the day. So do your hardest thing first in the day. Tip number four is, I picked this up from a book that I read. So I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I can't remember it, but I'll drop it in the show notes below when I come back to it. And it's called the Apply the Do Less Filter. And you can apply this to any of your tasks in your day. If you've got like a billion and one things that you know you need to do, take 10 seconds to just answer these three questions. Question number one, does this need to be done? Does this need to be done, or is this just kind of like a silly task that I think I should do but actually doesn't move the needle point forward? So does this need to be done? Question number two, does this need to be done by me? Does this need to be done by me, or could I delegate it? Is there someone else that I could empower and upskill to be able to do this? And question number three, does this need to be done right now? Does this need to be done right now, or is this something that I could time block in for next week? So three really powerful questions to help you get clear on what's most important on your task list. Does this need to be done? Does this need to be done by me? And does this need to be done right now? So tip final number five is to delegate before you're ready. To delegate and let go of tasks before you're ready. This will probably be one of the most challenging ones for you as a leader, because there's a good chance that the reason that you're in the role that you're in right now as a leader is because you're really good at what you do. You're really skilled and you've got a lot of knowledge and a lot of capability and, you know, a lot of potential to make an impact, right? Like that's probably why you're in the role that you're in right now, because you're really good at what you do. But what got you here won't get you to the next level that you want to get to. What got you here won't get you there. So this tip number five is around learning to let go. Learning to let go of control, learning to let go of responsibility, learning to trust in the skills of your team, learning to trust that your team has got this and that they can step up to the plate. You know, this is about knowing that if it doesn't need to be done by you, you know, answering that third do less filter question, if it doesn't need to be done by you, that it's time to let go of control and to let go of perfectionism. Do you hold the belief that if you want to get something done right, you need to do it yourself? Do you hold that belief that if you want to get something done right, that you need to do it yourself? Because it's a really, really common one that can hold us back from empowering the team, allowing the team to grow, allowing the team to take in more, and allowing you to rise up into higher and higher levels of leadership and impact. Because the more that you let go, the more that you can actually step into the role that you need to as a leader. And a leader is not defined by how much they get done. A leader is not defined by how much they get done. A leader is defined by how much they empower their team to get done. That is the shift of the role from being a doer to a leader is actually about empowering your team. It's not about you getting it done. It's about seeing how much results you can actually get out of the incredible humans, you know, in your business. So this tip is really about knowing how to learn how to coach others to get to where you are. It's about focusing on being less of a doer and more of an empowerer, more of a coach. You know, it's less of a hero and more of a coach. You know, the hero being the one that like can fix everything, can answer all the questions, that, you know, can fix all the problems and that just has all the answers. You know, the hero is the one that saves the day, right? So this tip is about being less of a hero and more of a coach. And this is it's a challenging skill to learn, of how to coach and empower others to step into their highest potential and to let go of you being the one that has all the answers and does all the things. Because the coach is the one that empowers others to fix their own problems. The coach is the one that, you know, when an employee comes to them with a problem, asks them, you know, doesn't answer the problem with their own thoughts. They actually ask the employee the question, you know, what do you think? You know, how did you confront a problem like this in the past? How did you move through a similar challenge like this in the past? You know, the coach is the one that answers a question with a question and entrains a sense of self-belief in their team that they can actually solve their own problems. You know, over time, this coaching approach really reduces the dependency on you. It helps the team grow, and it develops the team, and it reduces that bottlenecking that can occur through being in hero mode. Because if the hero is the one with all the answers, then everyone's coming to the hero for their problems to be solved, right? Which creates a bottleneck, which slows things down. And we all know bottlenecks are the things that stop, you know, your vision from actually being achieved. So that's tip number 5. And I know I've shared a lot there. I'm gonna recap those back to you. So tip number 1 was about knowing what matters most and having rock solid clarity about your vision, your purpose, your desired impact, and what sort of measurables can keep you on track towards that. Tip number 2 is about harnessing the power of the 80-20 rule and knowing your 20%, you know, with absolute clarity, the thing that like in the most important tasks. Tip number 3 is around time blocking in that 20%, eating the frog first. So time blocking in the non-negotiables, time blocking in the make or breaks, the things that actually move the needle point forward. Tip number 4 is applying the do less filter to any tasks in your day and asking those 3 powerful questions. And then tip number 5 is about delegating before you're ready, learning to let go of control and to step into the role of coach over hero. I hope you enjoyed these tips. I'm going to be running a deep dive, practical, action-oriented live online masterclass on this topic very soon. So if you want access to that one, if you want to dive deeper on these tips, just send me an email on hello@emmacampbell.com.au and let me know how you found this podcast. And I would love, 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 love if there's someone that you can think of that you think would get a lot out of this podcast, please share it with them. You know, this is how I really spread the word on the important work that I do. So sending all the love. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next podcast.